the cosmic cat from Berkeley. Next encountered the divine many years later in Berkeley, California. I'd gone home to be with my mother while taking leave from my job in the Foreign Service. I had 2 weeks there by myself. My wife came later near the end of the trip. Every morning I woke up, had coffee, did yoga, spoke to my mother, who was sliding into dementia day by day, losing her reason. Then I would go out and explore the city, go to a museum, go to one neighborhood, and just be there, rediscovering the Bay Area after years of being away, having dinner with old friends, seeing movies, etc. Every morning, a black cat came to visit. The cat was friendly and waited for me, and then rejoined me in my morning rambles, following me to the bus stop. I started talking to the black cat. He looked at me with a spark of divinity in his dark eyes. I called him the cosmic cat. He seemed to like that. He would look at me as I opened up to him, told the cat all my dark secrets as I walked the streets of the old neighborhood. Every morning and every evening, the cat would be there to greet me and to carry on our endless conversations. Then I had to leave, and our final conversation, I asked the cosmic cat, "Say, cat, are you just a cat, or are you a demonic cat? Are you possessed by God or by Satan?" The cat looked at me. I realized God was indeed residing in the cat, but God was residing everywhere. All I had to do was open my mind, and the rest would follow. So I said goodbye to the cosmic cat, and he purred and came up to me, and I felt the comforting presence of the divine. So I said goodbye to the cosmic cat, and I said goodbye to my mother, as this was the last chance that we were able to really talk. I told my mother about the cosmic cat. She smiled and said that the cat was there for me and her, to comfort us both in an hour of need, and the cat was indeed a cosmic cat.